Last month's court decision ruled that Governor Doyle exceeded his authority when he negotiated new gaming compacts with state tribes. That prompted the Potawatomi to hold off casino expansion in Milwaukee. Now the Red Cliff tribe is doing the same. Red Cliff tribal leader Ray DePerry says an Illinois bank backing the $32 million hotel casino marina complex pulled out. It's a blow to Red Cliff, which draws on its scenic overlook of the Apostle Islands but struggles with high unemployment.
It's going to mean so much to the economy up there in northern Wisconsin and to our own community for job security and eventual economic development. The ruling put it on hold until we can regroup and reevaluate what we do next.
DePerry looks at the split court decision with a jaundiced eye. He says people in Indian country are often caught up in partisan battles.
Come on, that is political. I know the judicial branch is a separate branch of government, but that was a political decision to handle the whims of the Republican Party, who was upset, and that's how I see it.
DePerry says he's hopeful that this will only be temporary. What's certain are plans for construction this year and an opening next May will have to be scrapped. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.